You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
During the last 18 months, people have spent a lot of money on junk purchases because they were all locked up during the pandemic and they set that credit card on fire by buying all sorts of things, stuff being delivered. Well, now people are looking back and they're announcing what they regret that they purchased during the pandemic. Number one on the list was gaming equipment. Did you buy any of that?
Nope.
Tools. Did you buy any tools?
Probably.
Clothes or shoes? Well, sure. Home gym equipment.
Really? I've got a story for you people in just a couple minutes.
You do?
You might want to start using that stuff. Yeah, the one about the stairs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was writing something about that this morning.
Right.
Ties in with your other story about the pint of whatchamacallit. Mm-hmm. Throw all that together.
Wait for Fat America, too.
But I do have to say, and she will be so furious at me that I'm talking about this on the show, but Gretchen insisted on that device that you sold me on.
The Max Trainer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. God, I love that thing.
Dust all over.
Really? That's too bad.
It has been forever.
Because I love that piece of equipment.
We both get tons of exercise outside.
Well, winter's coming. It's colder weather and
not here.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Well, that's a bummer.
Yeah, so I'm starting to be like,
I love that thing.
Musical instruments made the list. Hot tubs made the list. Scooters, jewelry, blah, blah, blah.
All right.
There's one of them in the top 10 that I don't understand why anyone would regret it. A pizza oven. Are you kidding?
Are you kidding me?
How can you be mad at that?
I'd be using that every day.
With the story that Jeremy's going to be talking about.
Yeah, I'd be using that every day.
I can't see regretting a pizza oven, but I don't know. Maybe it's too difficult to use or something.
Maybe. It's time consuming.
What else is trending?
Here's your crap on celebrities. Jeff Bezos and Leonardo DiCaprio are in the news this morning because a video went viral yesterday of Leonardo DiCaprio and Bezos and his girlfriend Lauren Sanchez at some big Hollywood art gala event. Is it gala or gala?
Gala. It's a gala.
It's a gala. They were at this event, and the internet noticed that Leo was talking to Lauren Sanchez, and she was making some serious googly eyes at him.
She really was.
She was full-on flirt mode with Leo.
She was smitten by Leo,
and
but who's
Bezos,
not?
Short little Bezos, was standing there looking kind of, you know, creeped out or something. I don't know what he was looking. Embarrassed? Whatever. Anyway, Bezos responded yesterday by posting a picture of himself in the woods, and he was leaning on a sign that said, "Danger, steep cliff, fatal drop." And in the caption, he wrote, "Leo, come over here. I want to show you something."
That's funny.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
Yeah, so now the internet's like, ooh, this Lauren wants Leonardo DiCaprio, and the rumors are flying. So whatever. That's going around. It's kind of funny.
Oh, it's fun.
Speaking of Amazon, this review from Amazon has gone viral. It's a woman named Corey H., and a little while ago, she posted a 5-star review for some leggings she had purchased on Amazon. And the reason this has gone viral is because she also posted some photos of her laying on her side, on the side of a mountain, on like a rocky incline, and said, "Here's me rolling and sliding down a mountain because I was too scared to get up. My leggings did not rip, not even one little bit. I even got stuck on rocks and trees."
What
and so she's like totally promoting these leggings now. The pictures of her laying on her side are very unflattering, but they are on our Facebook page, and it's pretty darn funny to see this woman just like,
I gotta pull
laying there on the side of a hill, and the leggings look fantastic. So there you go. That's why that's viral this morning. What else is going on? Oh, here's your stairs story. Here you go. 40% of Americans say that going up or down a single flight of stairs makes them realize how out of shape they are. So we are quickly approaching 40% of Americans who get winded, or 50% of Americans who get winded by just walking up the stairs. That is a sad, sad state of affairs.
But the saddest part of that whole story is that it's not just walking up.
It's walking
down,
too. They
said walking down the stairs is too much
for
them.
That's the easy part. Come on.
They can't walk down a flight of stairs.
Come on. Go move around a little bit.
Now, follow that up with your pint story.
Oh, yeah. Here's my Fat America. Let me scroll down.
Please.
Cinnabon is selling pints of its cream cheese frosting again this year. So you can wander into a Cinnabon and buy big old tubs of cream cheese frosting and slather it on whatever you want, I guess.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Might be a good time to invest in Walmart and Target and Costco. Why? Because sales of pregnancy tests are skyrocketing right now. They say there is a millennial-fueled baby boom on the way. Could be starting later this year and fully into next year. And that is good news for big box retailers, you know, because you got to go get the baby merch and strollers and diapers and blah, 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 blah.
Who's the company that makes, what company owns Pampers? Because that's where you want to buy
stock
in.
That's who. Right, right. So anyway, they say this is going to be huge. Millennials make up about 72.1 million people. Largest generation in the country right now. They've surpassed the baby boomers, and now they're all pregnant.
Well, I just checked.
There's going to be kids everywhere.
I own stock in Procter & Gamble. They make Pampers and Loves.
There you go. Get some money on it ASAP. People be having babies. I'll tell you anything else. Nah, we did the Fat America. Let's do clickbait. It's kind of scary today. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy. It's another scary mountain lion story and video that's making the rounds. This one happened last Friday at some trail in California, and there's a guy and his girlfriend hiking along, and about 20 feet away, a mountain lion peering at him through the bushes.
Oh, boy.
And the hiker was yelling at the mountain lion to get back, get back, get back, like the mountain lion could understand him. Anyway, there is some salty language in the video if you're overly sensitive to that kind of language, but it's pretty intense. Check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Get back.
You know, even if the mountain lion did understand.
Get back.
Would the mountain lion care?
It's like, I could still eat you.